a member of the Utah Jazz, ready to team up with Darren Williams and give it another go. It's Carlos Boozer. And Carlos, thanks so much for being here today. What are your thoughts? Like, how different is your thought process getting ready for your first playoff game of the year as opposed to what it's been like, the grind of the last 2-3 weeks?
How you guys doing? Well, it's important. You know, I think this is where, you know, everything we did during training camp, during the regular season, all the extra shots, all the sprints, working our butts off to make it to the playoffs and have a chance to have home court, even though we're in the fifth seed, is for this moment to get ready to play the Nuggets and see if we can go over there and compete with those guys.
You are classified as having a strained oblique muscle. What is your status for tonight's game? You gonna lace them up?
Tomorrow's game.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm doing good. I got a slight tear in my oblique, but I wouldn't miss tomorrow for anything in the world, man. I'll be there. I'll be playing tomorrow night.
Andre Kirilenko, we heard, got hurt in practice. Is he going to be available at all in this series, or what have you heard about his availability?
He was working out, did a move, and unfortunately he got hurt again. I think he'll be out for the next week or two. I think if we can get by Denver in advance, I think he'll be in the next series, but I think this series will be a slim chance.
Carlos, you know, looking back at during the season, I'd say around the beginning of January, you guys were 18-16, you know, barely over 500. What was it that clicked for you guys that kind of turned the season? What was the turning point for you guys this year?
We just got together as a group of guys and started playing better basketball. You know, I think we had some chemistry issues. We were, you know, worrying about stats and what have you, and you know, we got beat pretty bad up in Boston by a Boston team, and nobody had over 20 points for them. They had, like, you know, five or six guys, seven guys in double figures, but they won, and they were all happy. And we saw that, and we were like, that should be us. You know, who cares who scores? Who cares who gets the accolades? Who gets to read the name in the paper? Let's go play together and win. And ever since that moment, our chemistry got better and better. Our defense got better and better. And we just started winning games. I think for us, consistently, we played well enough defense to win ball games on the road and at home, and went on a great streak and started kicking some butt.
Jerry Sloan's been the coach in Utah since 1988. What's it like a day-in, day-out basis to play for a guy who's not only a coaching legend, but obviously an institution in Salt Lake City and a guy who knows the game pretty well? What's that like, Carlos?
Oh, it's great. You know, we have stability. You know, you see guys, a lot of teams firing their coach left and right if they have a tough season. Well, Coach Sloan hasn't had too many tough seasons in his tenure here, but we know he's going to be there. He's a guy that all he asks you to do is give it everything you got. Obviously, he demands that from us, and if we do that, you know, everything else takes care of itself. You know, we may not always have the best team on the floor, but we play our butts off, and we try to compete every night, every moment we're on the court, and that's how he played. You know, back when he was the Chicago Bulls, he just gave everything he had. He wasn't the most talented player, but he got a lot of stuff done. You know, got a lot of steals, got rebounds, scored the ball, played great defense against some of the best players of his era, like Jerry West or what have you. And he was successful. And I think for us, if we can, you know, have all of our guys, all 15 guys play together, play our butts off, we have a chance to be successful too.
When you think about last summer and all the talk about you getting traded and that sort of thing, and now you think about where you're at now, and the opportunity to play for a championship, what do you think about how far you've come since last summer to this point?
Oh, it's a 180-degree turn. I think it's completely different. You know, I think our team is in a better place than we were last summer. I mean, there was so much unknown as far as where I was going on in my future and what the team was going on with, where they're, what direction they were going to go in and what have you. And, you know, ever since then, we came back to training camp. You know, me and Coach had our talk. I told him, you know, I was here to play. He told me that he was here to coach me and that the rest of it was behind him. We were going to go move forward and go forward from there. And the management's been great with me all year. It's been great. You know, I think, and now where we are now, we have a chance to compete. And if we can be semi-healthy, mostly healthy, and play together as a team, we'll have a chance to advance. I mean, Denver's a tough group of guys. It'll be a battle of a series. But we look forward to it. You know, we're up for that challenge as they are too. So it's completely different from where it was at last summer.
Carlos Boozer, forward the Utah Jazz, joining us here on the Subway Fresh Take Hotline on ESPN Radio. Everybody talks about Steve Nash as well. They should the last several years, a couple of MVPs, and they all talk about Chris Paul and CP3. Make a case to us as Darren Williams being the best point guard in the NBA.
I think he's made his own case. I don't have to say too much. I think he's proven to be one of the best players in the world, you know, over there in China when we won the gold medal. I think he's been able to get his first all-star appearance. He should have a couple under his belt already, but he'll get those in time. Darren brings it every night. You know, he's got the size. He's 6'3" and a half. great builds, got quickness, got speed, got incredible vision. And, you know, he's one of the top guys in the league in assists. And he's not afraid to take the big shot. You know, I think that used to have a tattoo called, they said, no guts, no glory. And that's who Darren is. You know, he goes out there, gives everything he has, lays on the line, and does a great job of playing for us and coming down the stretch of the game. I'd rather have him with the ball in his hand than anybody else.
Carlos, this matchup with the Denver Nuggets, it features two of the best home court advantages in all the NBA, and you guys have been excellent at home as usual, so on the road for most of the year. What's going to be the key for you guys to steal a game or two and win this series in the Pepsi Center?
Our defense. I mean, they play great at home. They're led by Chauncey and Melo. Should be a lot of great matchups against the two teams, but our defense, if we can play consistent enough defense at home, I'm sorry, at the Pepsi Center, and have a chance at the end of the game to win it, I like our chances. I think, they're a team that can blow you out early because they get out to a great run. They have great fans out there, and they jump on you. They run all the time. Jared Smith comes off the bench and hits jumpers from all over the court. If we can withstand their momentum, fight back, and stay in the game, hopefully have a chance to be, you know, either in the lead in the fourth quarter, or a close game. I like our chance on filling the game out there.
Carlos, where do you see yourself being in a year or two from now?
Well, I hope to be here, but I'll worry about that in July. You know, right now I'm just focused on these playoff run and having a chance to win a championship for my team.
I got to ask you one more question. Carlos was the subject in his family. His beautiful children were the subject of an E60 story. Mm-hmm. Lisa Salters did it last year. How are the kids doing? How's the family?
Hey, completely healthy, man. Everybody's doing great. Thanks for asking, Mike. I really appreciate that.
No problem.
All the kids are great. Carmine is completely healthy, and God bless us. So we're happy as can be.
Well, if you don't know that story, we got to let Carlos go. But if you don't know that story, go check out E60.com. And that's a real, real touching story about how far Carlos went for his children. So.
And we're happy to hear that everything's working out okay. Hey, good luck. Stay healthy. Get everybody healthy. We're looking for a really good series from you guys in this first round, and who knows, maybe beyond.
I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me.